U.S. researchers have developed a stretchy, ultra-thin, self-adhesive material that contains miniature electronics to monitor heart activity, brain waves, and muscle movement. Scientists say the new stretchy skin technology, which they call an epidermal electronic system, or EES, is able to monitor key body functions without the use of cumbersome wires and glues, since it attaches to the skin without adhesive. The material, developed by scientists at the University of Illinois, Northwestern University in Illinois, Tufts University in Massachusetts, the Institute of High Performance Computing in Singapore, and Dalian University of Technology in China, bends, wrinkles, and stretches with all the properties of skin. Yet it contains an array of electronic components that can measure everything from heart rate to brain waves. The so-called smart skin is powered by a solar cell. John Rogers, a professor of materials science and engineering at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, is the project's lead researcher. He says the electronically embedded material, which can be placed anywhere on the body, is no thicker than a human hair and is difficult to handle. But they figured out a way around the problem.
The way that we actually mount these devices on the skin uses, you know, ideas borrowed directly from kids' temporary transfer tattoos, which is that the devices are so floppy and flexible and skin-like that you can't mechanically manipulate them effectively. You grab them on one edge and they kind of collapse and crumple under their own weight.
So the researchers mounted the smart skins onto thin, water-soluble polymer backings. After the epidermal electronics device is applied face down onto real skin, the backing is rinsed away. Rogers says researchers even used temporary tattoos as the backing.
Temporary tattoos are already low cost. The materials have been worked out. The adhesion is good. Why not just use that material technology as a substrate? And oh, by the way, it provides a way to conceal the electronics to the extent that that might be interesting for certain applications.
Depending on where the smart skin is applied, Roger says it's possible to monitor the heart's electrical activity, the contraction of muscles in the arm, or the electrical activity of the brain.
It also turns out that that data can be used as a type of human-machine interface for controlling, you know, computer systems, for example. And we demonstrated that concept using electrical activity measured on the throat as the wearer was speaking different words to control a cursor in a simple computer game.
Researchers say the technology could be helpful to people with neuromuscular disorders like Lou Gehrig's disease. An article describing the epidermal electronic system is published in the journal Science. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Jessica Berman.